Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. Crazy interview. Got a living legend, a St. Louis rap icon, Grammy winner. You know what I'm saying? The big homie Murphy Lee was cracking, my dude.
Hey, Carl, I appreciate you having me. What's happening, bro?
No problem. Hey, man, it's definitely an honor. So, like, let's get straight into it. You know what I'm saying? How did you get your first shot at the hip-hop scene? Like, what made you want to join? What were some of your influences growing up?
Gang members and drug dealers.
That's what's up, man.
And that's what we listen to every little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying, from St. Louis. So, of course, we touch a little bit of everything. But I think first little something that hit me that said I want to rap probably was like maybe Outkast.
Hey, that's dope. Do you remember the first time you wrote your first rap or picked up a pen?
Yeah, I wrote a song called Little Bit Packing, and it was I had about 6 bars. My partner wrote like 4 of them, though.
That's dope, man. So, I mean, you've been doing this music thing for a minute. Did you ever think that even from back then to now, you'd be where you at today?
No, I think super big. I'd be way even more than this if I thought about it then like that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to not work for nobody. I also wanted to just do something I love, you know, for a living. And rap was one of them things because, you know, sports didn't work. And, end up being good at it. And I guess just from practicing and doing it a lot, just end up, you know, harvesting your craft like no other. So, doing what I do.
That's cool. That's dope, bro. You know what I mean? So, like, you know what I mean? I know you, your brother, the whole St. Lunatics, which I think, just to give y'all flowers, y'all definitely had a big impact on the Chicagoland area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. My whole family from Chicago, too, so we all Southside.
That's dope. That's dope. Because, like, St. Louis music scene is just as crazy, though.
Yeah. Definitely that. You know, we got a lot of our stuff from Chicago, too, you know, with the Twista and, you know, that whole Do or Die, everything that came out at that time kind of influenced us, too, because it was right around the corner.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? But, like, with you guys, though, like, well, one thing that I could say about you guys, compared to the groups now, everyone knew each other's names and everyone knew who was who, you know? Like, everyone had a distinctive sound and flow versus to what it is today, you know? I definitely salute you on that.
Yeah, when we came up, it was do that on purpose. Like, it was no, you couldn't sound like nobody, you know what I'm saying? Once you sound like somebody, they automatically count you out. So, we just definitely.
Hey, I salute you, bro. So, like, even starting with the St. Lunatics, like, how did you guys come up with that name and even wanted to start as a group?
We was a group before the name, so. But we definitely was a group before then, before we started rapping together. We was just individuals, like Wu-Tang.
That's dope. And with the name St. Lunatics, is there a specific reason or meaning behind it?
Life is a battery. You know, life is good and bad. So we just put the saint with the lunatic part of it, you know what I'm saying? And give it a nice blend right there in the middle.
That's dope. That's dope. Hey, I definitely salute that for real. So, like, fast forward, you know what I'm saying? You guys had huge success. Because, you know, by the way, like, and you know what I'm saying? What's so dope about you guys, like I said, y'all had y'all distinctive flow. Nobody was confused with anybody. Like, I feel like, personally, even in a versus battle, I don't think nobody could see y'all.
Some
folks
out there with some hits, man. Ain't no telling.
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying, though, like, as far as the impact of those hits, like, that Free City album, dope, classic. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, even with features on each other's projects, I felt like those are monumental songs.
Yeah, we got a nice little resume.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Even fast forward to Murphy's Law 2003, I was around that St. Louis area. You know, I was, I had went to Job Corps down there in a city called Golconda, not too far from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Southern Illinois. Yeah. So like, you definitely, that was your year. You know what I'm saying? You definitely shook it up. You know what I'm saying? Grammy Award winner. You know what I'm saying? That right there, G, like, because in that classroom, you came in with the whole Cassidy, the, you know what I'm saying, Lloyd Banks, that era, you know what I'm saying, around them, the age ranges and everything. That, you the only one with the Grammy, correct?
I don't know. I ain't counting nobody else's shelf. I just know what's on my shelf. Yeah. I mean, you know, only one person can win in certain categories, so it'd be hard. It ain't no. I just don't like how the music business put us in competition with each other when it should be more like everybody you name. That sound like a tour. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it should be amongst our people. But it don't be because labels and everybody else is involved. So they put a competition to it, like just to even, you know, just to say even to say that they don't have a Grammy and I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the competition part of kind of threw me off with the music business, period. So, but yeah, man.
Yeah, like, because that right there, the whole Shake Your Tail Feather, like, how did that song come about? And, like, who produced that song? Like, was that just something sitting around and it just became a big hit afterwards?
Nah, my partner Coco made that beat. It was like one of the last few songs I had for for Murphy's Law. And we just cooked it up once we found out Bad Boy needed a song. We just cooked it up.
Oh, that's dope. So look, hey, I want to play a game. Speaking of your singles and hits you have, I want to play a game. I'm gonna name a few songs, and you tell me like what was it like making it. The history behind it, and you know, like who produced it and all, okay? All right. So the first one, you know what I'm saying? That I think my first time ever hearing you was on a song, Batters Up. Like, how did that song come about?
Batter Up came about us. We played, we some baseball players, and, one day somebody was making a beat. My cousin actually was making a beat. He half made it, only did like two or three instruments in there. He didn't like it. He was like, I can have that. And he left. Then my partner, J.E., who did the rest of Country Grammar, he finished cooking it up. And that hook was something that we always seen, like Channing during the baseball games and stuff like that, just acting silly. That along with like EI, it all came together. So it was like, it's like I said, it started from a chant from baseball, just remixing the whole remixing that classic TV show song.
That's dope. Hey, that right there to come in that era was classic, bro. Like that, man. And at that time, nobody was doing it, you know, in hip hop. So that was definitely a fresh sound, you know, like that was something original. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Another one of the songs that I think was dope that you definitely killed it was What the Hook Gonna Be. How was that? How did that song come about?
What the hook gonna be is Jermaine Dupri, and it just came about. JD just, that was one of his first beats he threw on. It was banging like no other. I just quickly wrote the verses and left the hook blank for a couple days, and came back and ended up putting that hook on there.
And that was right there. That was so unique. Like I said, just that hook alone, you know what I'm saying, was catchy. The vibe and everything was smooth. I salute you on that one. That one, you definitely knocked that one out the park.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. That's one of my jams.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And what made you guys so different? Like I said, it was a lot of groups out there. And it's not so much, you know, to be the whole competitive thing, but it's like, to this day, you guys could turn back on, you know what I'm saying, whether if it's a track from you or from the St. Lunatic, and still feel the same vibe as if you first heard it. You feel me?
Yeah, especially if you was there at them times.
Yeah, classic moments, classic moments. So look, so you know what I'm saying, like, in your opinion, you know what I'm saying, traveling the States and stuff, what city shows the most love?
St. Louis, I always show the most love. Man, I don't know. I give out a lot of love, so usually cities love me back. I get a lot of love everywhere. But St. Louis, for sure.
That's dope. I'm already knowing, because, like, you know what I mean? Chicago definitely go hard for you guys. You feel me?
Yeah, shout out to always, rep.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? With the music thing and how it was from back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you have pros and cons? Like, what's your view on it? Because, like, back in the day, you guys sold millions of records each time you dropped. You know, that was a whole wake up, go run to a mom and pop store, pay the $15, $16 versus now, where it's just a single download or a stream. Like, you think that's a negative or positive towards the music industry?
It's actually the same thing, for real. I think it's just the way you get it. Because even what we did was, you know, you still get paid the same way, for real, for real. They still ain't giving you nothing off your record sales regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really, yeah, he wanna come in the house. It's really just, it's only difference is, I mean, it's the same thing, bro, for real, for real. It's just how you get your music. You know what I'm saying? It's on you how you work out your deal. Actually, they get more money now, you know what I'm saying, up front and things than next because of streaming services. So it's not too much different. I think the care is different. You know what I'm saying? We really cared about albums and they care about singles. That's all.
Oh, yeah, true. I agree, because, you know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, like, our albums definitely made that impact, you know. And so, you know, you released the Second Time Around project. How was that, like, making that project?
Oh, that was fun. I put together a crazy album just on some homegrown folk, kill-free, drug free album, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to make something that the family could listen to, something that my day ones, people who was there from the jump, would understand clearly. Just good vibes, man. I just wanted to pick some good stuff. I ain't wanted to go into thinking too hard or nothing like that. So I just did some stories. I you know, the truth will set you free. So I just literally my bad, man. My son doing too much.
No, it's cool.
The truth to set you free. You know what I'm saying? It was just, I just got on that thing, just speaking the truth that at this age of my life, you know what I'm saying, what I got going on, and, you know, let it resonate with the folks. But it's a great album, got some cool stuff on it. It's actually, I don't do the streaming service, but it is like three songs on the streaming service. I got Second Time Around featuring the Hamiltons. We got Talk That Shit Time with Keewon and Leezy. And we also got Star Me featuring Saglide, produced by Saglide. That's one of the ones right there, too. So the video is available on Murphy Lee TV, on YouTube. But if you want the full album, newmurph.com, or you can text me at 314-408-TIX, and you'll get the link to the album.
That's dope. That's dope. And great marketing tool as well. Because that way, when you do it that way, everything comes full circle to you, right? No half and half, no splits. It's 100% you, right?
Yeah. But, you know, when you put it on streaming service, you're not getting, you're not selling your album. You know what I'm saying? They don't buy it or nothing like that. With mine, you got to purchase it. It's almost like memorabilia. It's almost like, it's just the only way you can get it, actually. You know what I'm saying? I'm just taking my independence in my own hands, you know. I release the singles on the streaming services as I feel, and then, but if you want the whole thing as a whole, you just go, that's the only way you can get it, you know?
That's dope. So what's next for Murph?
Just more projects, more videos. I'm getting into the movies and things of that nature, writing books, the whole nine. Just getting my family into places they need to be in, because they are, got a lot of entertainers in my family.
That's dope. Oh man, that's dope. So you spoke on films. Is there anything in particular you could speak on that you're working on or that's underway?
Not really. Just everything's just coming full circle. Just trying to get everything in place to be able to do it correctly.
That's dope. For real. You also mentioned the books. How's that going? You got any books in play or any books dropping soon?
Not too soon. I'm just writing. As of now, I got about four different things I'm juggling back and forth writing on. Hopefully, we can get some out in 2023. A couple of them.
That's dope. One thing. I don't think if you knew, but I'm also an independent book and film publisher. I got 8 books in stores, schools, libraries, and prisons. So you know what I'm saying. I definitely, you know what I'm saying. We definitely could link up, you know what I'm saying? Link, chop it up. I'll share with you what I got in hand. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it could help you out.
Oh, that's peace, man. Congratulations.
Right, good looking, boss. So, is there any tours coming up soon?
Yeah, we got a few things going on. Right now, we're on the Murphy Lee Experience Tour. We got about 4 or 5 dates in February that we're doing. So be looking on my IG, Murph Dirty, for those, and you can go to murphyleeexperience.com too and keep checking up on it too.
That's what's up, bro. And for those that might want to get a hold of you, social media or emails, you have for those.
You're probably better off texting me at 314-408-TIX. That's 8427. Leave your name and your city. I'll lock you in, and we can speak from there.
That's what's up. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because not a lot of people is doing that nowadays as far as, you know, being one-on-one with handling business with fans and features. That's dope for you, bro.
No, definitely. We definitely hands-on. And also, I do got 2 films that I did drop. I'm tripping on them. I got 2 documentaries on my website. It's newmurph.com. And you can get that in the store. I got a You See Me documentary, and I also have a Murphy's Law 10-year anniversary. So,
that's dope.
And next year, we're doing something big next year because it is my 20-year anniversary for Murphy Law. So we're going to be doing some crazy. I might do a live album. I might do but I'm definitely doing a live show where the world can see at one time. You can watch it from the crib, you know.
That's dope, man. Hey, 20 years, that's crazy how time flies.
Yeah, man. Yeah, pretty much.
Man. Would you ever do a part 2, a sequel to that, or just keep it moving and just go with the flow?
I might do that with my live album. I might do that, and then I might add a few new songs.
That's dope. Hey, let me ask you this. You know what I'm saying? From back in the day to now, the music game has changed as far as, the emotions people put in. Back in the day, songs were more meaningful. Versus, you know what I'm saying? What's your take on that?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, as far as how the game has changed drastically. Back in the day, from hip-hop to even R&B, you know, songs were more meaningful. You know what I'm saying? Versus now, it's more raunchy, more... I don't know, on a female note, there's no Lauryn Hill, there's not... not as much educational things you could learn from hip hop today as you could back in the day. You know?
It's actually out there. They're just not going to popularize it. You know what I'm saying? It's, if you go online and search some stuff, it, they got some artists and some music out there that's really positive and really dope. But like you said, it's not going to be on a more popular scale. You're not going to see it in your face because they don't want you to hear that stuff. It's somebody else that's controlling things to make sure that you hear what you're talking about.
That's facts. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, you know, it was all about pure talent. It wasn't what the flow was like or the cadence. It was more about what you were saying that got you ahead in the music business.
Yeah, now it's more what they think you want to hear instead of just speaking your truth.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I want to salute you because, you know what I'm saying, like, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, open up a lot of doors and a lot of lanes for those rappers that might look up to you. Because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, before you came, I don't think there was anybody that was on the same boat that you was in, you know what I'm saying, for the things you talked about. You know what I'm saying, as far as being as creative. You had the punchlines, the flows, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was like, I mean, I ain't going to say everybody else, but you had those that was just more of a, like, you know what I'm saying, more of a crowd, looking for a crowd reaction versus just being themselves, you know what I'm saying? And I salute you for that.
Appreciate it. I think it starts with the brand, starts with the name. You know what I'm saying? Use my real name. I can't do nothing but talk about real things. I can't talk about what my friends did.
That's facts. That's big facts. Hey, for those that is tuning in, that, you know, that might want to accomplish, you know, get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, do you got any encouraging words for them?
There is no one way. So when you're looking at somebody route or lane, that might not be yours. So it's no one way in. Just make sure you do yourself. Be different on purpose, which is actually just being yourself. And don't worry about what you think is going on. And just, you know, start your own thing, and it'll last longer.
That's facts. Because a lot of people, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's dope, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. You had a lot of people following trends instead of setting the trends. I think that's dope.
It used to be bad to follow back then. Now it's kind of cool. They be like, I sound like somebody will come to you and say they sound like Future. I sound like Future, man. I'm telling you. They think that's and think that's what's up, and that's because that's how society is set up now. It's okay,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody can walk around with a T-shirt that say God, and then you can put a God on your back, and then sell the same T-shirt. And they wouldn't even know who. Like, man, mine on the back though.
Man, hey, that's crazy, like, for real, and that's crazy, because, like I said, back in the day, you just knew from the style of beat, the cadence on who was who, you know what I'm saying, and in groups now, it's very hard to separate members in a group, you know, like, you guys was definitely one of the very few that knew names, that knew everybody's name, you know what I'm saying, and that's why I say, like, I definitely think the St. Lunatics, you know what I'm saying, definitely made a powerful impact, though, bro.
Yeah, that was the objective.
That's what's up, though, bro. You know, I ain't going to hold you too long. Definitely honored to have you on the show, bro. So,
I appreciate it.
No problem. Before you leave, you got any projects or anything you want to shout out or anything you want to big up?
No, just go get this great project called Second Time Around, man. It's, I think, all here should hear this, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you can go to newmurph.com and get that thing and just, you know, check out some new stuff.
Oh, yeah, the documentaries, everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely check it out, though, bro. And I salute you once again for definitely hopping on the show.
Man, keep doing it, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, no problem, boss. All right. Yo, there you have it. Dope interview with the big partner, Murphy Lee. You know what I'm saying? Hey, definitely an honor. You already know what it is. St. Lunatics crazy. St. Louis legend. You know what I'm saying? Signing off, Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.